Microsoft is facing criticism for a new app it has patented for GPS services. It has been dubbed the Avoid Ghetto feature. The technology is meant for pedestrians to help them avoid bad weather, difficult terrain, and what the patent describes as an unsafe neighborhood. As we hear from NPR's Allison Keyes, critics consider the feature nothing short of racist, while others insist it's simply the next step in GPS technology.
Let's be clear, the word ghetto doesn't appear anywhere in the patent. It's called pedestrian route production. Microsoft declined any comment. The technology in the patent will take information from maps, weather information, crime statistics, and demographics, then create directions, quote, taking the user through neighborhoods with violent crime statistics below a certain threshold. But a slew of headlines included the incendiary Avoid Ghetto nickname and generated some outrage.
I was pretty appalled.
Sarah Chin is author of Technology and the Logic of American Racism and an English professor at Hunter College. Chin says she understands why people might want such a GPS feature so they'd feel safe, but she says it reinforces assumptions about violent crime that aren't true. Chin says the nickname the patent has picked up and the news coverage of the technology illustrate the assumption that it will steer you away from neighborhoods where blacks and Latinos live because those are bad neighborhoods.
Even that immediate association is itself a symptom of the problem.
Chin says that storyline is so embedded in American society that people make what she calls that jump without even having to explain it.
Which is to say, we as white middle-class readers will immediately understand, you know, what this is all about.
Chin says we need to be able to distinguish between our prejudices and our assumptions and what's actually true. Though FBI crime stats for 2010 show that whites were arrested more often for violent crimes than any other race, Chin says,
in much of dominant American culture, there's an assumption that criminality and being poor and not white go hand in hand.
On the internet, there have been bitter battles, with written comments urging people to, quote, just stay out of black and Hispanic neighborhoods, or others describing as racist people who, quote, naturally associate avoiding crime with avoiding blacks. Of course, some folk, including Loop21.com editor Maurice Garland, poked a little fun at the controversy.
I mentioned Flint, Michigan.
Garland posted a piece on the African-American website listing places he felt would likely show up as unsafe on the software. Flint had the highest crime rate in current city crime rankings by the CQ Press.
I wouldn't be surprised if the entire city of Flint got a big red dot on the Avoid Ghetto application.
Garland says many of those offended by his posting about the technology were people of color, but he personally thinks the feature is more classist than racist.
I don't think anybody from any particular race was just being singled out. I mean, because they are using crime data to come up with these figures. So, I mean, you know, if you don't want to end up in those places, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with somebody trying to help you out.
I think it's something that the users of the technology have been asking for some time.
Industry analyst Rob Enderle says the GPS feature in the patent has nothing to do with race or income. He says it's about technology doing for us what it's supposed to be doing.
It's part of an overall effort to make navigation systems more intelligent so they keep you out of danger, whether you're driving or you're on foot.
In England 2 years ago, Jeff Gilfelt created a similar app that also uses government data. He says what's important is how software is developed and the quality of data it uses.
If it's taking data about, you know, incidents of crime that, you know, directly impact public safety, there should be no racial or economic or class bias there.
Gilfelt says his app didn't generate the level of controversy the Microsoft patent has. But there is an app that was created as an answer to his. It's called the Awesome Meter, and its description says it gives hope and security rather than spreading fear and distrust. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Melissa Markey.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Janae West, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Viad Lay, Jennifer Longmire Wright, and Rhonda Ray.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.